back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. You know, I've been around this audience, Mike, for a long time. We've got business people, we've got investors, we've got economists, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk about how these audience can utilize our site to their advantage, utilize this program to their advantage, okay?
Sure. It's, you know, Al, it's all about information, right? We know that.
Yeah.
The more informed you are, the better off you can handle your money, your business, or whatever it is. Now, to be really informed, it'd be nice to be in Congress where you know laws are being changed and you can do a deal before it gets done, right?
Right.
We used to call that insider trading, but the Congress people seem to be able to get away with it and make themselves pretty dang wealthy. I think probably that it's important for us to understand that this change is taking place. There are things that are happening that are absolutely important. AI is a industry, a game-changing part of the industry that is, they say, many people say, is going to be bigger than the internet. Now, you and I were friends when the PC came out.
Right.
And unfortunately, we never figured out how to get hold of that thing and do something with it. Although it came up around us, it grew around us. We were in Portland, Oregon, and high tech was big. Intel was there, and there was a lot of high tech business, but we never were able to tap into it. AI has more of a, it's coming on again. We might have a better chance. Our investors might have a better chance to find the right companies. I would be looking for companies that make chips, that AI, if AI is employed, there will be many, many more chips made. So I think chips is a good place to be. But in terms of the world and our sovereignty, it's going to make a big difference on what we can do. We don't know for sure if our 401ks are going to be intact. If we go to kind of a world-type government in the next 10 or 15 years, I'm talking now about investors who were, you know, 50 years old and looking for something in maybe a 10 or 15 years for retirement. It could be that that 401k won't be there for them. It will have been absorbed by the government. Now, that sounds kind of doomsday-ish, but I think there are signs out there that point toward that. So I think you'd be aware of that. And that means, you know, you've talked a lot over the years about holding physical gold. That's probably a good thing. Real estate is still, I think, a very good place to be. The interest rates are up. So right now, the demand is huge. New construction is terribly expensive, but prices are still down a little bit, relatively speaking, in real estate. If one can get into some real estate, I think in the next 5 years, that's going to pay off big because the demand is there and people are sitting on their hands, not buying homes because the interest rate's too high. They're going to come back in the market if and when the interest rates fall. People have to have a place to live. So that's one of the areas I think is good. And so I think we have to kind of look at how we can protect ourselves. I love to have a plan B. You know, I don't know what it is. Is it a house in Portugal? I don't know. But I like to have a plan B so that I have a place to go if things go upside down. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. On the other hand, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to know that a lot of people are planning and plotting behind your back to do things with the nation and with our money that have nothing to do with us. Wouldn't you agree?
100%, Mike. We talked about that a lot when you and I were doing the Cortland Hartfield report years and years ago. But there are a lot of people out there trying to separate us from our money. More importantly, I think There are a lot of people out there who are trying their damnedest to separate us from the truth in our society. And that scares the daylights out of me, Mike.
Well, you know, that's starting from in grade school. Once they stop teaching the history to a large extent, that cuts a citizen of a sovereign country, it cuts him off from his roots.
Right.
So you don't know what you've come from, you don't know where you are, and you are then apt to be a victim of the next sales guy who comes along with an explanation.
Right.
Whether it's communism or some other such thing, any system that they can say is better, because you have no idea where you are. So maybe it is better, you know?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Mike, I think that's happening right now. And I think the Democratic Party is absolutely a genius in terms, if a party can be a genius. I think the Democratic Party is an absolute genius in making us believe what they want us to believe. The only anomaly to that has occurred very recently is the Republicans, with their majority in the House and with their House Speaker, I think are now slowly possibly getting back into power. What do you think, Miguel?
I think you're right. I think if Trump were to get back in, we would see some major, major changes, although they're still going to fight him tooth and nail in the courts. They're doing, I've never seen anything politically like what they've done to Donald Trump.
Right.
You know what? I love the fact that what Trump has done is outed all these people. This was going on for a long time, but nobody knew it.
Right.
And he forced their hand. He made them come out of the night into the day.
I agree.
It's just to look at it takes your breath away.
It really does take your breath away. There's no question about that. When he talked about clearing out the swamp, nobody applauded more than I did. Mike, we got to wrap this up in about a minute and a half, so just keep that in mind.
All right. Well, it's hard to say what will happen to Donald Trump because they are working overtime to tie him up in lawsuits, take his money,
right,
take his dignity. And you know, I think the end game a long time ago, Al, was to put him in court, find him guilty of something, and then tie the knot by saying, now you've done that, you can't run for president.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think somehow he and his legal team will get around that. But it's hard to say. That's my opinion quite fervently right now, though, Mike.
But that was the end game, I think. Now, that was what was dreamed up a long time ago, and they're working it as hard as they can.
Now, yeah, they are. You bet.
Maybe they won't get it done. Maybe you're right. I hope you're right. But it is going to weaken him. He's spending a lot of money that he could spend on a campaign.
Right, I agree.
But I would also agree with you immediately when he said drain the swamp. He pretty well put himself on the cross.
Yes, he did. I agree, Mike. I got my time mixed up a little bit. We've actually got a minute left. We have to cut this at 10 minutes. We're at 9 minutes and 8 seconds right now. Keep that in mind, Miguel.
All right. Okay, I'll listen. I'd like to ask you if you think, are you pessimistic or optimistic about the future?
I'd like to do a daily editorial on that because I'd like to think about it a little bit. I am at this moment in time fairly pessimistic, and I'd like to know if there's any reason whatsoever for me to be optimistic. We're down to 30 seconds. Let's talk about that one day this week in an editorial, Mike. How's that?
Okay.
Hey, you guys, you're going to enjoy Mike's participation on the show. He's a genius. see you next week or maybe during the week. Okay, I didn't tell you about... Oh, hang on a minute, sorry.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.